Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Job. Let's read a few passages.
约伯记在诗篇的前面、啊、在旧约的中间的部分。
The book of Job is located in the middle of the Old Testament. It's right before the book of Psalms.
我们来读约伯记第二章第十一节到第十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 11 to 13.
约伯的三个朋友，提曼人以利法、苏亚人比勒达、拿马人索法，听说有这一切的灾祸临到他身上，个人就从本处约会同来，为他悲伤，安慰他。他们远远的举目观看，认不出他来，就放声大哭。个人撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来，落在自己的头上。他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
The book of Job, chapter 2, verse 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept. And each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights. And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.
三章二十五节
Chapter 3, verse 25.
因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来，我不得安逸，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
Chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes.
我们翻到第三十八章
Chapter 38.
我们就读第一节跟第四到第三节
Verse 1-3.
那时耶和华从旋风中向约伯回答约伯说，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me.
然后四十章第七节
Chapter 40, verse 7.
你要如勇士束腰
Now gird up your loins like a man.
最后呢，我们读四十二章的第七节到第八节。
Lastly, chapter 42, verse 7 and 8.
耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去。”为自己献上燔祭，我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
Verse 7, chapter 42. And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has. Now therefore take for yourselves seven bulls and seven rams, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Again, bow your head, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
We 再次安静在你的面前
Father, once again, we quiet ourselves before you.
愿你借着这一本宝贝的书信再次向我们说话。
May you speak to us again through this precious book.
借着你忠心的仆人在你面前所经历的，在灵里头也教导我们功课。
Teach us in our spirit the lesson we have to learn through the experiences that your faithful servant has gone through.
好，叫我们在这个弯曲悖逆的时代里头，真是能够为主的名站立得住。
So that in this perverse and crooked generation, we will stand up tall for you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen. 在约伯记第一章、第二章里面。
In the first chapter and second chapter of the book of Job.
我们看见约伯他为着主的名做了美好的见证。
We see that Job bore such a good witness for the name of our Lord.
虽然撒旦用恶毒的事情来攻击他。
Although Satan attacked Job with vicious things.
一天呢夺取他所有的。
In one day, he took away everything that Job ever possessed,
包括他所有的财物，包括他的儿女，
including all his possessed goods and all his children.
一天之内呢，又让他全身长毒疮了。
And in one day, Satan struck Job with this poisonous boils all over his body.
约伯所遭遇的呢，远远超过我们今天所能够遭遇的。
So what Job had experienced far exceeds everything today we might experience.
但是靠着主的恩典呢，他站立得住。
However, by the Lord's grace, he stood tall.
他呢，做那个非常美好的见证。
And he witnessed such a marvelous testimony.
我们从他后面所说的话里头啊，我们知道约伯之所以能够站立得住啊。
And from the words that Job has spoken later on, we understand the reason why he could stand up.
不是因为他自己有是什么样的超人啊。
It's not because of anything so transcendent about himself.
是因为他多年活在主的面前。
It's because he lived all these years before the Lord.
常常在帐篷当中呢，与主有亲近，有交通。
Often in his tent, he would have this fellowship and close communion with God.
他跟那个神呢之间像那个亲密的朋友一样。
And between him and his God, they are just like intimate friends.
同时呢，他又非常看重神的话。
At the same time, he treasured so much of God's word.
他说呢，我看重你口中的言语，过于我日用的饮食啊。
So he said, I treasure you the word of your mouth more than the necessary food.
因着那个神的话语在他里面的支持。
And because of the upholding of God's word in him,
在他里面加添力量给他。
And strengthen him.
在这么大的那个逼迫的灾难底下呢，他能够忠心的站立得住。
So in such a great ordeal, he was able to stand tall so faithfully.
在约伯身上，我们真是看见了神在我们身上能够做什么样的事情。
So in Job, we could actually see what kind of work the Lord is able to perform in us.
但是我们一开始读第三章的时候，
But once we start reading chapter 3,
我呢发觉呢，约伯好像变了一个人似的啊。
We realize that Job seemed to have changed so dramatically to a different person.
他突然开始呢咒诅他自己的生命。
All of a sudden, he started cursing his birthday.
他呢那个抱怨神为什么让他生在世上。
He complained against God. Why did God let him to be born on earth?
他巴不得呢早早就死了，还那个好一点。
If only he could die earlier, that would be better.
我看见了他说了许多的话啊。
And we also read so many words that Job spoke.
他呢一面呢驳斥他朋友们对他的指责。
On the one hand, he refuted all the accusations from his friends.
另一方面呢，他又多方的埋怨神。
On the other hand, in so many ways, he grumbled against God.
他呢质疑神。
He questioned his God.
甚至呢定罪神。
To the point he indicted his God.
而我们说呢，到底发生了什么事情？
Then we wonder exactly what happened in between.
为什么头两章里面的约伯跟这个后面三十章里面的约伯这么样截然不同的人呢？
Why is the Job in the first two chapters is so stark different from the later Job in the later 30 chapters?
到底发生了什么事呢？
Exactly what had happened?
我想从一方面来说
，So from one perspective,
当人经历过大征战的时候
，When a person has experienced such a great warfare，
如果靠着神的恩典呢，他能够站立得住。
And then by God's grace, he's able to stand tall。
因此，他多年在神面前有美好的交通。
And because of all the years of fellowship, a good fellowship between him and God。
他里面呢有很好属灵的积蓄。
So he has such a wonderful spiritual。Deposit in himself. Therefore, he's able to wage the war.
他打完仗以后呢
？But after the war,
他好像呢用完了积蓄了哈，突然会觉得非常的软弱。
As though he has used up all his deposit, and all of a sudden he becomes very weak.
在圣经上的时候，我们多数啊看见这样的例子。
And in the scriptures, we also see many examples like this.
亚伯拉罕是一个例子。
For example, Abraham.
当那个亚伯拉罕打败那个四王联军之后啊。
After Abraham defeated the alliance of four kings,
他靠着那个三百一十八人呢，家中的仆人呢，击败四王的联军。
He defeated this alliance of four kings simply by the 318 trained servant in his household.
他是大大的得胜啊。
And he won the battle so triumphantly.
晚上的时候呢，神在异象中向他显现。
And then at night, God.Appeared in a vision to Abraham.
他对他说了，亚伯兰啊，你不要惧怕。
So God said to Abraham, Abraham, do not fear.
我是你的盾牌。
I am your shield.
我是你的大赏赐。
Your exceedingly great reward.
亚伯拉罕打完了那场仗之后
，After Abraham fought that great battle,
他可能想一想啊。
Maybe he had this second thought.
我到底做了什么事啊
？What have I done?
我们就三百一十八人呢、啊。
With 318 people.
对方可是四个王的联军呢、啊。
And the other party is the alliance of four kings.
他是靠着奇袭啊把他们打败的。
And he did so by striking them at night.
如果他们突然回来，在联军打回来的话，赢不赢得了都不晓得啊。
If should the, this alliance army come back to attack him, is he able to win the war? He is not sure.
他里面有惧怕。
Therefore, there was this fear in him.
所以真的安慰他。
Therefore, God came to comfort him.
不用怕。
Do not fear.
我是你的盾牌。
I am your shield.
以利亚呢也是有这样的例子啊。
Same thing with Elijah.
以利亚呢他在加密山的时候啊，他这是打了一个美好的胜仗。
Elijah on the Mount Carmel won such a wonderful battle.
他一个人呢，那个面对四百五十个拜巴利的先知，跟四百个拜亚瑟拉的先知。
Him alone encountered the 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah.
靠着神的神迹啊，他大大的得胜。
And by the miracle given to him through God, he won this great battle.
把那些拜巴利的先知都杀了。
And he killed all the prophets of Baal.
同时呢，就是他的祷告。
And also through his prayers.
那个三年零六个月都没有下雨的天呢、啊。
The heaven did not send down rain for 3 years and 6 months.
不但是下起雨来啊，而且是下的倾盆大雨。
In the beginning, it did not rain for 3.5 years, and then because of his prayer, the heaven opened up. It rained. It's not only raining, but it's downpouring.
在大雨当中啊，他竖起腰来，奔跑在亚哈那个的车的前面，直奔到那个耶斯列。
And in this downpouring, that he girded up his loins, he ran all the way to Jezreel.
哎呀，这是何等的得胜的光景！
Oh, what a tremendous, victorious state!
但是当耶洗别知道这件事的时候
，But after Isabel knew of this matter,
送给以利亚一句话
，He sent this statement to Elijah.
他说：“如果明天到这个时候啊。”你的性命呢，不像那些被你杀的那些人的性命一样的话呢，愿神重重的降罚于我。
She said that by tomorrow about this time, if your life is not like one of them, then may the Lord dealt with me in and even more so.
耶洗别的一句恐惧的话呢，把以利亚吓得起来逃命。
And through this threatening statement of Jezebel, and Elijah was so scared to run for his life.
最后呢，他 在一个梧桐树底下求死啊。
And in the end, he lay at the broom tree and he was asking for death.
说耶和华取我的性命吧，因为我呢不胜于我的列祖。
So he said, Lord, take my life, for I'm not better than my forefathers.
那约伯在这个时候所经历的也是类似的情形、啊。
At this point, Job actually was experiencing the same situation.
在跟仇敌那个面对这么大的灾难之后。
After he encountered such a tremendous disaster,
他里面实在是疲乏了，软弱了。
Within him, he was so weak. He was totally exhausted.
他说了那么许多的话呢，只有一个原因。
He mentioned all those words for one reason.
因为呢，他软弱了。
Because he was weak.
所以到了第三十三十九章四十章，神向他显现的时候呢，神两次向他说话。
Therefore, in chapter 39 and 40, as the Lord appeared to him twice, the Lord God spoke to him.
他第一句话就让他说，你要如勇士束腰。
The first thing our Lord said is, gird up your loins like a man.
这个跟我们平常的观念不太一样哈。
And this notion seems to be different from that we have.
我们每次读到约伯的这些话语的时候啊，
Every time when we come to read Job's statement,
很多人在讲约伯记的时候啊，
And when a lot of people talk about the book of Job,
我们都注意到约伯这个人呢、啊，说这么多话、啊，实在是因为他肉体太大了。
We often take notice of the reason that Job made so many remarks is because his flesh is too strong.
他那个这个自我意识太强了。
His sense of self is simply too much.
他呢自义。
He is self-righteous.
完全不听别人所讲的话。
Would not listen to anybody else's remarks.
这样的一个人呢、啊、
A person like this.
他需要学的功课啊。
The lesson he needs to learn.
应该是更多的十字架，更多的破碎，对不对？
Should be more breaking up and more lesson of the cross. Isn't that right?
这约伯啊，你实在需要学的那个舍己的功课啊。
Job, you're ready to learn the lesson of self-denial.
你太刚强了。
You're too strong.
哎，你是那个说了这么多许多的话，你是什么样的人啊？
You've uttered so many words. What kind of person are you?
哎，但是神看他的时候不是这样看的。
But as God looked at Job, it's not
so. 神说你要有勇士束腰。
God said, "Gird up your loins as a man."
我们说呢，约伯现在还需要。给他那个大像勇士一样的话，那不是说话说到什么说什么样的话出来了啊
？We would wonder at this point, should he gird up his loin as a man? Then what else more words he would possibly have spoken?
神呢认识他的仆人。
God knows his servant.
他知道呢，他的仆人这时候软弱了。
He knows at this point, Job becomes very weak.
他说了这么许多的话呢，是因为他实在是极其的软弱。极其的软弱，是他控制不了他说的话。
The reason that Job has spoken all this week is actually because he is so weak to the point he has no control over what he says.
如果他能够再一次如勇士束腰的话
，If one more time he's able to gird up his loin like a man，
还是能够在这么多的苦难中还能够为主站立得住。
Then he will continue to stand tall for his Lord in the midst of all the adversities.
他有很多的话他就不会讲。
And there are so many words he would withhold from speaking.
我们看约伯前面的光景的时候，我们呢会把他想成像个属灵的伟人。
As we consider the beginning spiritual conditions of Job, we say this is a spiritual giant.
我们常常看人的时候也是这样子。
Likewise, this is how we view people.
那个当一个人说到这个人是一个属灵的长者，是一个年长的弟兄的时候，我们呢。不太能够想象啊，他会有软弱的时候。
When we speak of such a person being an elderly, spiritually mature brother, it's hard for us to imagine that he would possibly become weak.
约伯呢，他有他的软弱。
But Job did have his weaknesses.
不但是在这个大患难当中啊，使得他软弱了。
Not only this ordeal had made him weak.
其实他在这个之前呢，他里面就有一个，他自己都不知道怎么样解释的软弱。
But before all this happened, there is this weakness Job himself was not aware of, but don't know how to deal with it.
三章二十五节告诉我们说，他里面呢有一个恐惧。
3:25 tells us that Job had this fear in him.
他里面有一个害怕。
there was this frightening within him.
虽然呢，这么多年他是跟随主啊。
Although throughout these years he had been following the Lord.
他在这面前是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的一个人。
And before man, he was such a person, blameless and just, shunning evil, fearing God.
但是呢，他里面有一个惧怕。
However, within him, he had this fear.
他怕什么呢？
What is that he was afraid of?
他怕呢，不知道什么时候有什么患难会临到。
He was afraid of the fact that he didn't know when that adversity would come upon him.
像他的朋友以利法所说的啊。
Just like his friend Eliphaz once said,
人生在世呢，遭遇患难呢，如火星辉飞腾啊。
Man is bound to trouble as sparks fly upward.
我们不是说嘛，这个天有不测风雨，人有旦夕祸福啊。
Don't we often say that it's hard to imagine that the weather once would change and man would once encounter all the disasters.
在那么多年里头
，throughout the years.
约伯里头有一个恐惧
，and within his heart there was this fear.
这恐惧可能他连他自己都不知道该怎么样解释。
Maybe Job himself would not be able to explain this fear.
我们就再说了哈。
Then we say this once again.
约伯呢，他是一个常常亲近神的人。
Job was such a one who often drew near to God.
他跟神之间呀，有那个密友之情啊。
And there was this friendship between him and God.
难道他的朋友这么好的朋友不能够保护他，不能够帮助他吗
？How could be that his good friends help Job and protect him？
难道患难来的时候，他这个好朋友没有能力把他从患难当中救出来吗
？When adversity struck, shouldn't his friends be able to deliver him out of all this problem？
如果行的话，你为什么怕呢？
If his friends were able to do so, why was it that Job was afraid？
如果约伯呢，他是这么样子的爱慕神的话
，Should Job long for God's word so much？
他呢，脚遵循他的道路，他谨守他神的话语啊。
And his feet followed the Lord's steps, and he observed God's commands.
神的话语呢，成为他里面的帮助，成为他里面的力量。
And God's word has always been his inner help and assistance.
难道神的话不能够在这个患难来的时候呢，成为他里面的支持吗
？Shouldn't God's word become the soul-sustaining power when the adversity is strong.
如果行的话，你为什么会怕呢
？If it is so, why is Job so afraid?
可能啊，约伯啊，当这种恐惧来的时候啊，他自己都不知道怎么样解释。
So most likely, when the fear struck Job, Job himself didn't know how to explain this.
但是呢，这个件事情在我们身上是何等样的真实。
However, what Job experienced is so tangible in all of us.
一面呢，我们呢，对神呢说：“神，我相信你。”
On the one hand, we would say, God, we believe in you.
神啊，我都投靠你。
God, I take refuge in you.
神啊，你是我的山寨，你的磐石，我的避难所。
God, you are my refuge, my rock, and my fortress.
但是同样的一面哈、啊，那个里面又是那样的真实。事情来的时候呢，我们里面会焦虑，我们里面会害怕，我们不知道该怎么样处理。
But on the other hand, even though our inner feeling is so true, but when the adversity strikes, we become anxious and we don't know how to deal with the ordeal.
一面呢，我们在跟神相交的时候，我们在波平的时候，我们说神啊，我爱你，我愿意一生跟随你。
On the one hand, when we fellowship with the Lord at the breaking of bread, we say, Oh Lord.We love you. I love you. I want to follow you all my days.
当事情真的来的时候
，But when something does happen，
公司要裁员的时候
，When the company is about to lay off people，
你知道呢，你一定逃不过的时候
，And you know for sure you will be one of those being laid off。
哎，里面开始紧张了
，And inside your heart you become very anxious, nervous，
开始焦虑了
，And all the misgivings coming。
你睡不好，你吃不好。
You cannot sleep well nor eat well.
你自己都很恨你自己啊。
Even you yourself hate
yourself.
Why is it that I'm acting like this? Why can't my God help me?
Is
the God that I take refuge in not real? This kind of situation is so true to all of us. Before we see our Lord,
当我还活在这个肉身里,
as long as I live in my flesh,
这个属灵上的矛盾呢, 一直存在那里,
this spiritual contradiction always exists.
我们说一个 spiritual paradox,
it's called a spiritual paradox.
那么你好像里面呢, 有那样子的矛盾, 那样的挣扎,
as though you do have that kind of struggling, that kind of contradiction within your heart. I don't know why, but in these days, the Lord has been leading me to reread a book written by Warren Wiersbe. It's called Walking with Spiritual Giants.
那么他说到许多神所用的一些仆人啊,
and Brother Wiersbe mentioned about all the servants that God has greatly used.
主怎么记得他们传信息，记得他们那个写书，帮助许多的人。
How God would use them to preach the message, to write a book, and to help others.
他提到里面好几个。
He mentioned several God servants in the book. There is a common thread among all of them, that is, they do have this inexplicable anxiety within them.
为着他们的工作, 为着他们的讲道, 为着他们的许多服事, 里头呢, 有那个, 焦虑, 有那个, 有那个, 就是他们会沮丧。
Regarding their messages, regarding their services and their ministries, there is just this sometimes misgivings and despair within them.
有一个的仆人叫做戴尔哈，戴尔弟兄啊，他也是这样的，他讲话这个讲道非常非常有能力。
For example, take Brother Dale, one of God's greatly used servants, and when he preached mightily.
他曾经的那个传主复活的信息。
He often spoke of the message of the Lord's resurrection. And he himself truly experienced this power of resurrection.
但是他里头啊，一直都有那个说不出来那个焦虑啊，在那个郁闷在那里头，常常会突然领导他，让他没法控制自己。
But all the time within himself, he had this anxiety, this gloominess, which cannot be well explained.
有一天呢，他走在路上，他还是觉得非常非常的郁闷的时候。
One day as he was walking, he was so despaired.
突然有一个女子经过。
All of a sudden, a woman passed by him.
说那个大博士啊，这个愿神祝福你啊。
And she said, Dr. Dell, may God bless you.
他说，这位我认识认得吗？请问你叫什么名字啊？
And Brother Bell said, do I know you? May I ask what your name is?
他说你不用问我的名字啊，但是呢，我会告诉你一件事情。
You don't have to ask my name, but I want to tell you this.
你的信息啊，千百次的那个帮助了我。
Your message has so helped me thousands of times.
又让我的家庭呢恢复了从前的快乐。
And restored the happiness of my household.
愿神祝福你啊，他就走了。
May God bless you, and she left.
哎，那个戴尔他后来讲的，他说这句话领导我的时候啊，突然让我里头开了。And
Dale recalled that when the woman said this word, all of a sudden his heart seemed to open up.
一下子郁闷呢，就过去了，乌云就过去了。All
of a sudden this dark cloud of despair passed away.
他说了，我又开始呼吸到高山上的清新鲜的空气。
And right away he said, I breathe again this fresh air as in a high mountain.
哎，我想真的让我们经历这些软弱的时候
，And I believe that when God allowed us to go through all these weaknesses，
让我们认识我们的自己
，It's simply to help us understand ourselves。
让我们的学习自己何等的不可靠
So we could understand how unreliable we are.
不管外面的工作多大,
no matter how great our work you might have,
神让这些仆人们经历软弱,
but God allowed his servants go through various kinds of weaknesses,
好叫他们更多的投靠神,
so that they would take more refuge into their God.
但是我们在想这件事的时候
，As we ponder this matter，
在头两章里面呢
，Now in the first two chapters，
约伯呢，他不但是经历了仇敌撒旦的攻击
，Not only did Job experience attacks from Satan's enemy，
他还遭受许多他的旁边人的讥笑。
But also he endured all the mockings from his people around him.
我们看见了
In chapter 19,
不让他太太离弃他，他的好朋友、他的亲戚、他的仆人们都不理他，都笑他，都嘲讽他。
Not only did his wife forsake him, but also even his servants, his friends, all they mocked at him.
约伯呢，都能够站立得住。
However, through all this all, Job was able to stand tall.
我们都没有看见约伯说什么话。
We did not see Job saying anything about this.
虽然约伯他里面有软弱。
Although there was weakness in Job.
他多里面多元里面有恐惧。
And there was this fear within him.
他在大战战之中确实里面疲乏了。
But and in throughout this great trial, he became exhausted.
但是呢，他似乎啊，在那些事情里头，他都能够。我的主啊，还是能够站立，站立得好。
But through it all, for the sake of the name of the Lord, he was able to hold up very well.
我们还是要问啊，到底发生了什么事情，让他突然有这么大的转变
？Then we still want to ask this question: Exactly what has happened that Job has such a dramatic change?
是什么事情把他里面那些东西、那些不满、那些软弱，都给一股脑的倾倒出来
？Is there anything that bring out all the dissatisfaction, discontentment, all out of his heart?
我们就不能不来看看他三个朋友了
？Then we to solve this question, we have to consider his.Three friends.
约伯有三个好朋友。
Job had three good friends.
有以利法，有比勒达，有索马。
Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar.
那他们呢？听见这个约伯遭遇这么大的苦难了。
After they heard that Job had encountered such great ordeal,
他们就从远处约会来哈，一同来看他。
So from afar, they made an appointment to come to see Job.
他们呢，远远的看啊。说那个是谁啊？那是约伯吗？他们认不出他来了。
At a far distance, they saw Job. They said, "Is this Job?" They couldn't recognize him.
哎呀，这个原来是那么样的尊贵的一个约伯。
The Job who was so noble originally.
人人尊重、人人敬仰的约伯。
That one everybody respected. That one everybody revered.
他在东方人中为至大的那个约伯。
He was the greatest Job in the East.
怎么变得这么样的潦倒了呢
？How could he become so miserable？
怎么变得这么样的落魄了呢
？And how could he become so abjected poor？
他们三个人就大哭起来了。
And through a man, through of the three of the people began to cry aloud。
撕裂的外袍啊，把那个尘土扬到天上，落在自己的头上。
They tore their robes. They lift.Threw up the dust toward heaven.
他们里面呢非常非常的伤痛啊。
Therefore, within these three friends' hearts, we know they were really, really mournful.
他们实在是约伯的好朋友。
Truly, they were Job's good friends.
他们同他坐了七天七夜啊。
They sat down together with him for 7 days and 7 nights.
不知道他们有没有打个盹呢？有没有什么睡觉？七天七夜坐在跟约伯一同坐在炉灰里头。
I don't know if they ever dozed off or took a nap, but for 7 days and 7 nights, they sat together with Job in the dust and ashes.
一个人都不向他说话。
None of them spoke anything to Job.
因为呢，他们看见约伯实在是痛苦。
Because they saw that Job was in such great anxiety and agony.
照讲呢，这时候呢，约伯应该是受极大的鼓舞才对的。
Supposedly, at this time, Job should be so greatly encouraged.
那时候，所有的人都离弃他了。
Because at that time, everyone had forsaken him. Even his servants who used to work in his household mocked him.
没有人向他表同情。
Nobody showed any sympathy toward him.
这三个朋友来跟他住了七天七夜，这是岳父应该更刚强壮胆才是啊。
So after these three friends of his came to sit down with him 7 days and seven nights, shouldn't he become more strong?
他应该里面各得到 帮助安慰鼓舞才是啊。
Shouldn't he be encouraged and strengthened from within?
为什么第三章一开始之后，七天七夜之后呢，他突然开始咒诅自己的生日？
Why is it after 7 days and seven nights he started to curse his birthday?
愿我生的那日，怀我胎的那夜都灭没。
May the day that I was born and all that life perish.
怎么会这样子呢？
How could it be so?
我想呢，约伯跟他的朋友之间呢，他们呢彼此非常的认识。
I believe that Job knew his three friends so well. They knew each other intimately. Therefore, they knew each other's spiritual theological viewpoints well.
虽然七天七夜他朋友没有说一句话,
although for the 7 days and seven nights his friends said nothing,
但是他知道他的朋友在想什么。
But Job knew what his friends were thinking.
知道他们的朋友对苦难的那个解释是什么。
And Job knew what his friend's explanation of all this suffering.
他知道他们朋友认为苦难是因为犯罪得罪神的缘故。
And Job knew that his friend thought that suffering is simply the direct outcome of sin.
比如说你在第六章第24节的时候,
For example, in chapter 6, verse 24,
请你们指教我，我便不作声，使我明白在何事上有错。
Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
正直的言语力量何其大呢？但你们的责备是什么？ 责备呢？
Verse 25, how forceful are right words, but what does your arguing prove?
在这时候呢，只有以利法说过一句话。
At this time, only Elijah said once.
其他两个朋友都还没说话呢。
The other two friends hadn't said anything yet.
那约伯说你们。
But Job said, you, three of you.
以利法说话其实代表他们其他两个人说话。
Therefore, when Elijah spoke, he actually represented the other two.
约伯非常清楚，他们其实的对于这件事的看法是一致的。
Job was abundantly clear on the fact that all these three friends held the same opinion on this matter.
他们都认为人在世上遭遇患难是因为犯罪得罪神的缘故。They
all believe that the only reason that man encountered all the disasters and plight is because men have first sinned.
如果你敬畏神，你爱神，你做好的行善，神一定大大的祝福给你。If
you love God, fear Him, and do good works, then God would certainly greatly bless you.
好人呢，绝对不会遭遇患难的。Good
men would never suffer adversity.
患难是留给恶人的。Adversity
is simply reserved for the wicked.
约伯呢，深深知道我们这些朋友们的想法。Now
Job knew all of the thinking of his friends so well.
所以虽然住了七天七夜，他们一句话没有说。Although
they sat down with him for 7 days and seven nights, uttered nothing.
他们的无言呢，胜有言呐。But
their silence actually exceeded their words.
其他人呢，对于约伯的一些责难呢，约伯可以忍受得住。Job
was able to bear all the accusations from other people.
但是呢，他三个朋友都是爱神、敬畏神的人呢，这样的责备他，这样子来看他的话呢，他受不了。But
his three friends who love and fear God and such indictment accusation made him not being able to stand at all.
也因此这个缘故呢，约伯呢里面有这么大的改变呢，这么大的许多的话，许许多的话出来。So
it is for this very reason that Job had changed so much within and said so much.
其实不光是他的三个朋友这么想，其实约伯他自己这样子的看法。
Actually, this kind of notion did not stop at his friends only. Even Job himself held the same kind of thought.
他们其实都是这样子认为。
Actually, they all believed, viewed the matter in such a way.
约伯也是这样想法。
Even Job held the same thinking.
恶人只有恶人呢才会遭灾的，善人呢是绝对是发达的。
Only wicked people suffer adversity, and good people will prosper.
但是约伯不懂。
But Job could not understand this.
但是为什么像他这样的人，从来没有做过任何恶事，还遭这样的遭灾难呢？
Why is a person like me who has never done evil should endure all this suffering?
是为什么像他这样子的公义尽全的人，跟随神的人呢，还遭受这么多的苦难呢？
Why is a person like me so righteous, just, and following the Lord, and I was being struck with all this adversity?
我想呢。对于那个神的许多的事情啊，我们真的是要有清楚的认识啊。
And I believe, in regard to so many things of the matter, we need to have this clear understanding.
对一些属灵的事情啊，我们认识的不清楚，常常让我们吃了很多的苦头。
If we're not clear on many spiritual things, then it simply causes us to suffer all the afflictions.
从三章到第三十一章里面啊，约伯跟他的朋友们呢，多次的那个辩论啊。
From chapter 3 to 31, Job had many rounds of debate with his friends.
他们一个中心的主题。
And the very focal theme is.
为什么约伯会遭这些灾难
？That why does Job suffer such plight?
他们虽然的想法是一致的。可是呢，他们的经历不一样。
Although they had the same thoughts, but their experiences were different.
他们里面，他们彼此之间呢，那个有非常非常那个激烈的一些争辩。
Therefore, among them, they had this heated argument.
约伯三个朋友来呢，是为了帮助他。
Job's three friends came to help Job.
真的是要来与他的表同情，要跟他一起悲伤的。
To show sympathy.Toward his friend to mourn together with him.
但是他们来呢，却给这约伯造成更大的伤害。
However, their coming brought even more damage to Job.
我们呢，必须来看看这三个朋友啊。
Therefore, we need to consider these three friends of Job.
三个朋友呢，他们都是相信神、认识神、爱神、服侍神的人。
They all believe, serve, and love God.
他们不是那些外邦人不相信神的人啊。
They were not Gentiles or heathens not believing in God.
如果呢，我们呢，来看看他们讲的话的话。
However, as we meditate, consider the statements they made.
如果不是因为他所用的对象错了，时间错了的话。
If it's not for the sake of a wrong object and wrong timing.
他们说的很多话都非常宝贝的。
The statements made by these three friends were actually very precious.
譬如像利法他说
For example, Eliphaz said,
我呢我要仰望神啊，要把我的事情托付给他。第八节，是五章第八节。
5:8, he said that, But as for me, I will see God, and to God I will commit my cause.
那么第十七节他说呢，神所惩治的人是有福的。所以你不肯轻看全能者的管教，对他越打破越残果，他击伤右手医治。
In the same chapter, verse 17, Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty, for he bruises, but he binds up; he wounds, but his hands make whole.
他是一个认识神管教的人。
Therefore, he was the one who understood God's chastening.
在新约的时候也这么说的哈。
And in New Testament.
神如果爱的话，他必定管教。
We read that the one whom God loved, He chastened.
他们也认识那个神的大能。
They also understood God's great power.
第九节他说他行大事不可测度，行奇事不可胜数。降雨在地上，赐水于田里。
In verse 9, God does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends waters on the field.
他们认识神的大能。
Therefore, they knew God's power.
他们认识神是神的智慧。
They also understood God's wisdom.
其实呢，他们对于苦难的认识，也是某种程度来讲，也是对的。
Actually, to a certain extent, that their understanding of suffering is correct.
神呢，确实常常他在惩罚恶人。
God does often punish the wicked.
那么神呢，他也是常常赐福给义人。
Often he blesses the righteous.
所以从很多角度来看的话呢，在他们的对神的认识可能比我们今天还多哈。
Actually, from many perspectives, their understanding of suffering actually is better than ours.
他们实在是按着他们自己里面对神的认识来帮助约伯。
And they came to help Job according to their inner understanding of God.
他巴不得呢，借着这些话呢，能够让约伯能够从苦境中能够转回来。
They wished so much that through their words they could restore Job from all his plight.
但最终呢，神对他们的评语是什么呢？
But in the end, was God's evaluation of their words?
真的向他们发怒。
God was furious toward them.
说你们议论我不如我的仆人的约伯议论的事。
You have not spoken about me as my Job, my servant said. Who said?
你要为自己所犯的错要去献祭。
Job said things more right than his friends. So God told them, you have to offer burn sacrifices for your sins.
因为我悦纳约伯呢，就不按你们的欲望办理。
And because I accepted Job, then I will not deal with you according to your folly.
我想呢，如果我是他们的话。
I suppose if I were Job's three friends,
感觉的情何以堪呢？
And I simply could feel that how can I stand all this?
这是我对神的认识。
This is all from my understanding of my God.
我衷心的来帮助我的朋友。
And faithfully I was trying to help my friend.
如果他真的是犯错的话。
Should he really sin?
如果他真的得罪神的话，
Should he really sin against God?
真的是应该悔改啊，对那个认罪啊，好叫他再次蒙神悦纳啊。
Shouldn't he repent, return, and be acceptable to God again?
但是最终呢，
But
他们蒙神的责备啊。
They were rebuked by God.
我们就在想啊，他们到底出了什么错呢？
So we could consider this point. What's wrong with these three friends?
从这三个朋友身上我们可以学到什么功课呢？
And in them, what kind of lesson could we learn?
首先呢，他们对于苦难的意义啊，他们认识的不够完全。
First, they have an incomplete understanding of the meaning of suffering.
神呢，固然他要惩罚恶人。
Indeed, God would punish the wicked.
他最终呢要审判恶人。
In the end, he would judge them.
但很多时候呢，他不是在今世的，很多时候呢，不但是更是来世的。
But so many times he does not do this in this present age, but in the age to come.
虽然我们今天能够看见恶人发达。
And that's why today we see many wicked men prosper.
但是最终呢，神在审判台前的时候呢，都要严厉的审判他。
However, in the end, before the judgment seat of God, they will be severely punished.
神呢也确实恩待义人。
And indeed, God was gracious to the righteous.
他不让义人呢，既被人践弃，也不让他的后裔讨饭。
He will not allow the just rejected by man, nor allow his descendants back food.
但是神的祝福呢，还不是只在这今世的，它更是呢来世的。
However, God's blessing is not limited in this present age; it's even more for the age to come.
神呢要在我们身上的赐福呢，更是在有一天在有荣耀里头呢，与他那个同在。
The blessing that God really wants to bestow on us is one day in eternity that His glory would dwell in us.
神的心意甚至呢，那些 神的话说到，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日日的人呢，要受逼迫。
According to the Bible, he who wants to live godly will be in Christ will be persecuted.
那些爱神、愿意跟随主的人，很多时候在今天在世上的时候会遭遇患难的。
So those who love God and want to follow Him.Will suffer all kinds of adversities.
他们因为呢对这个观念认识的错误
because they had such a misconception of this truth.
或是说认识的不完全
or to say that their understanding was not complete.
他呢带给约伯许多的苦难
Therefore, they brought so much misery to Job.
所以我们今天呢对于属灵的知识呢，实在是需要更深更广的认识。
Now, likewise, today our spiritual knowledge needs to be deepened and to be polished.
不要怕我们知道的太多。
Don't you be afraid that you have known too much.
我们要怕我们知道的太少。
You have to fear that you know too little.
因为我们知道的太少了。
It's simply because we've known so little
我们呢犯了很多的错
that we committed so many wrongs.
这是约伯的三个朋友他们的第一个错
Now this is the first mistake that Job's three friends made.
就是对苦难这件事情呢他们认识的不完全
That is, they did not fully understand this matter of suffering.
他的朋友呢犯了第二个错呢
Now the second mistake Job's friends made
是他们按着他们有限的知识
is that according to their limited knowledge
他们坚持他们所看见的
they insisted on what they had seen
不论约伯呢怎么跟他们讲说怎么样变
no matter how Job tried to explain this tried to debate with them
约伯呢也用了很多的正面的反面的跟他们讲
regardless of all of the positive or negative statements he made
他们呢就是说就是这样子了
These three friends insisted this is the way it is
他们里面这么样的确实这么样的把握我们不会错的一定是你错的
They had such assurance they said it's not possible for us to be wrong it is you who are wrong
如果他们里头柔软一点
Now if there should just have they have this little bit of gentleness within them
他们里面呢能够更多的让主说那个有空间做事的话
So that giving this space for God to work in them
他起码里面呢有应该有个态度
At least they should have this kind of right attitude
这是呢我现在看见的
This is the thing for the time being that I understand
这是我现在所确信的
And this is the assurance for the time being I have
我想呢你受这些苦呢是因为你犯错的缘故
And I believe the reason you suffer so much is because you have sinned
但是我可能错
But I might be wrong
如果是我错的话求神赦免
If I'm wrong may God forgive me
如果他们有这样子的态度的话
If they would have this kind of attitude
可能他们的结局会很不一样
Maybe the end would be so different
那约伯可能还是会经过一些苦楚
Maybe Job would stillhave to go through certain miseries.
那么那个三个朋友来咨询他的时候，约伯里头还是会受不了。
As these three friends came to question him, within Job, maybe he still felt he couldn't stand it.
最终呢，我想神不会那样子的严厉的那个斥责他们。
But in the end, I believe that God would not have made such a severe statement accusation against these three friends.
我听了一个主的仆人呢这么说。
Once I heard a servant of God said so.
他说呢，这是我今天所看见的。
This is that I have seen as of today.
这是主今天给我的亮光。
And this is the insight that the Lord has given me today.
但是呢，我可能错。
But I might be wrong.
哎呀，这句话呢，我在听的时候我在想，如果这样子被主所用的人，他都可以这样子说话。
As I heard him saying.Such a person who has been so used by God would say words like this.
我们今天所看见的许多的事情，我们离那个完全的还差得这么的远。
then all the things we have come to understand are so far away from the true perfection. So truly, we need to learn to have the same attitude. As of today, this is how I come to know it. And today, the Lord has allowed me to see it in such a way. But I might be wrong.
啊、我想如果是这样子的话呢我不会我那个会不 会少都不知道少了多少的难处、啊、
If it is so, I imagine there are so many problems that would be taken care of.
其实呢约伯他自己也犯了同样的错误。
Actually, Job himself made the same mistake.
约伯他对于苦难的认识呢也是不完全的。
Job's understanding of suffering is also incomplete.
他可能跟这些朋友们这个交谈多时啊，都多少年了。
Maybe he had this many years of fellowship. I'll talk with him.
他里面的观念也是这样。
So he probably had the same concept.
好人呢，必有好报；坏恶人呢，必有恶报。
That good man would receive good reward. Bad man will be recompensed.
因为这个缘故啊。
And because of this.
他里面呢，那个很不平。
So there was so much fretting in his heart. So many times he questioned God.
他说我到底犯了什么错啊?
Exactly what wrong have I committed?
求你指教我啊。
Teach me.
那我的罪孽,我的过犯有多少呢?
How many of my transgressions and sins are?
求你叫我知道我的过犯和罪愆呢。
Allow me to know my sins and my trespasses.
他甚至说是不是我在小的时候犯的罪啊
Even he would ask, is there any wrong that I committed when I was young?
是在幼年的罪那个时候犯的错你今天还在跟我算账啊
Is it God is asking for an account of my youthful sins?
到底我什么地方是犯罪得罪了你你要这样子待我呢
Where in me that I have sinned that you should treat me like this?
哎呀他只问神
Therefore, he simply questioned God.
他呢是那个向神挑战。
He actually challenged his God.
他那个他是说呢，神啊，你为什么逐了淡路来攻击我
？Lord, why do you have prepared this battle way against me?
你呢是多方面呢，你来挑我的毛病啊！你在我里面来攻击我。
In so many ways, you have been trying to find fault with me and trying to attack me.
可能有一些事情我犯的错，我自己都不晓得。
Maybe there are so certain sins which I committed, I myself did not know of.
有一些隐藏的罪，但是你知道了。
You know all of my hidden sins.
就用那些事情来定罪我，来攻击我。
Are you going to condemn me, attack me because of all these?
因着约伯他自己对这件事情也认识的不清楚。
Because Job himself was not clear on this matter of suffering.
他自己也吃了很多的苦。
He himself suffered much too.
他呢甚至质疑神。
To the point he simply doubted God.
他顶撞神。
He opposed God.
神呢甚至是说，他说你是啊，你定我有罪啊，好奇你自己为义啊。
To the point even God has to say, you condemn me to justify yourself.
约伯他自己想不明白。
And Job himself couldn't figure it out.
我这么多年跟随你，这么多年不是你，遵守你的话，为什么还让我遭这么多的灾难
？After all these years of serving you, following you, and obeying your words, why did I been through so much trouble?
从一个角度来说，他跟他朋友犯的第二个错误也是一样的。
And from another perspective, that the mistake he made is just the same as his friend.
他的观念也定了，他就质疑神。
Once his notion is so fixed, then he simply questioned God.
他说：“神啊，你为什么这样待我
？”God, why did you deal with me in such a way?
当以利护起来讲话的时候
When Elihu stood up and spoke,
他说：“你啊，怎么可以？”定神他定神有罪呢
How could you condemn God as wrong as doing something wrong?
那全能者呢？他断不至于行恶的，他不能够作孽的。
The Almighty will not work iniquities and will not do evil.
约伯呢？ 他里面那个如果在那时候神给他恩典呢？
If Job, God at that point had given Job this grace,
他也能够说，这我虽然是这样的想法，但是我可能错。
Then Job would have been able to say, although this is my thought now, but I might be wrong.
我想呢，约伯呢，他所经历的那个在那个光景会更好一点。
And I believe the conditions that Job would have to go through would be better.
我想呢，这是我们常常也会犯的错误。
And I believe this is the same mistake we often make.
很多时候呢，我们被一个观念好像塞住了，好像那个路通不了了。
So often we're just stuck in that particular notion, and there's no way out.
在很多时候我会这样子。
And it happens so many times.
那么一个观念转不过来了。
And we just can't turn ourselves around that.And steadfastly, we just focus our thoughts on that notion. And we do need God's mercy on us.
让我们呢再谦卑再俯伏下来。
So that we would humble ourselves again.
让我们再来看见呢，虽然我这是我现在看见的。
So we could see it once again, although this is my understanding as of now.
但是我可能有错。
But I might be wrong.
因为神帮助。
May the Lord help me.
感谢神呢，他神还是有恩典的神。
We thank God, God is the God of grace.
这两方面的人呢，其实都不对。
People holding these two views are actually all wrong.
他三个朋友呢，做的不对。
Job's three friends did something wrong.
约伯呢，他说了许多的话呢，他也顶撞神。
And Job likewise said so many words to oppose God.
就着我们的观点来看呢，
According to our perspective,
如果我是神的话
，If I were God,
他的三个朋友可能还有许多地方可称赞的，对不对
？And there are many aspects of Job's three friends were actually praiseworthy.
约伯呢，他多次那个顶撞神，他多次质疑神，他多次怀疑神的这个的作为。
So many times Job doubted God, questioned him about his deeds.
他三个朋友呢是可是极力的维护神啊，那个护卫神的那个公义啊，护卫神的作为。
But Job's three friends vehemently protected God and defended God.
约伯说神不公。
And Job would say that God is not fair.
他的朋友说不，神断不至于。
And his friends would refute him, saying, "No, God would never be unrighteous."
神约伯在他怀疑、质疑神，他到底知不知道他在做什么
？And Job, in his doubt, in his questioning, saying, "Did God know what he's doing?"
但是他的三个朋友极力是在说，神知道一切啊，他在一切上那个作王。
And his three friends would answer that vehemently that God knew everything; He reigned in all things.
从我们的角度来看呢，三个朋友其实他极力在为神说话。
So from our viewpoint, these three friends of Job were actually vehemently speaking for their God.
那最终呢，神责备谁呢
？But in the end, whom was rebuked?
那固然呢，神他也责备约伯哈。
Of course, God did rebuke Job.
他说呢，你为什么定我？有罪呢，好显自己为义呢。
Why did you condemn me to show yourself righteous?
你要的是如勇士束腰啊。
Gird up your loins like a man.
神呢，显了许多神的大能给他看。
And God has shown him so many mighty works.
但是神呢，并没有太多的责难他。
However, there wasn't much rebuking from God.
但是对他三个朋友的话。
As opposed to Job's three friends.
那么神呢，他责备可是严厉的。
God's rebuke seemed to be very severe.
真的不像他，不但向他们发怒。
Not only did God become angry with Job's three friends,
几乎要按着他们的欲望来办他们。
But to the point, God would almost deal with these three friends according to their folly.
你就看见呢，神呢，他的慈爱哈，他的怜悯。
So here you see God's loving kindness, God's mercy.
当约伯他顶撞神自己的时候。
When Job opposed God himself,
神呢， 怜悯他，知道他在软弱当中。
God commanded His mercy on him because God understood Job's weakness.
知道呢，他有许多的那些怨言呢，是因为他认识不清楚的缘故。
God knew that the reason Job has so many complaints is simply because he did not quite understand the whole thing.
知道很多事情呢，是因为他里面不晓得到底后面发生的事，他才这么想说话。
God knew that Job did not understand what's going on, so that's why he made so many remarks.
但是他的三个朋友所说的是谁呢？
But who's the one that Job's three friends made remark to?
他三个朋友呢，定罪的不是神，是他的，是神的仆人约伯。
His three friends condemned not God but Job.
好像呢，他们碰神的仆人呢，就是碰神他自己似的。
As though God is saying, when you touch my servant, you're touching me.
当他们责难约伯的时候。
When they accused Job,
神受不住了。
God couldn't take it.
神呢，那个要起来为约伯说话。
So that God would have to rise up and speak for Job.
他们不能够忍受那他们对约伯的那个责难。
They couldn't.
神不能够忍受他们对约伯的责难。
God couldn't stand the accusation from these three friends against Job.
但是看见呢，神他实在是他的慈爱。
So here we do see God's loving kindness here.
在这件事情上，我们看见人都两方面都有软弱。
In this matter, we could see the weaknesses on both parties.
但是呢，神呢更看重啊他仆人里面的光景。
However, God cherished more the inner condition of His servant.
他自己受顶撞啊，神呢他可以摆在一边。
When God Himself is spoken again, God could put it aside, let it go.
但是当他的仆人那个进一步的受苦的时候，神受不了。
But when God's servant is suffering, then God could not stand it.
我想约伯记那个里面很多的那故事是非常的美的哈，而且所讲的话是非常的美的。
In the book of Job, there are so many stories and so many verses. They are so wonderful.
里面呢有很多的感觉啊，实在我们需要再一读再读哈，在里面有一点感觉。
And the many feelings contained in the book needs to be read over and over again to be able to understand it.
马丁路德他说。他说约伯记是一个非常非常美的一篇诗篇呢。
Martin Luther once said that the book of Job is such a marvelous song.
巴不得呢神记得这一篇诗篇呢能够向我们说话。
If only through this psalm God is able to speak to us.
那我们在最软弱的时候。
So when we are in our weakest time.
那我们仍然能够持续的投靠神。
We'll be able to continue steadfastly take refuge in God.
当我们被一些不完全的观念所持守的时候，抓紧紧抓的时候。
When we are held hostage and taken captive by certain incomplete notions.
愿神呢给我们力量，给我们恩典。
May God command His grace and strength on us.
让我们从里面能够走得出来。
So that we will be able to come out of all of this.
让我们呢更多的认识神，跟随神。
So that we could know more of our God and follow Him more closely.
低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Shall we have a word of prayer?
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
借着你仆人在地上所经历的。
Through all the experiences your servant have gone through on earth,
那我们能看见你是个信实的神。
We have come to know that you are a trustworthy God.
那我们在地上经历许多的困苦的时候
，When we go through all kinds of adversities on earth,
经过我们软的经历我们的软弱的时候
，When we experience our own weaknesses,
更多看见我们里头何等需要依靠我们的神。
At the same time, we see even more that how much we need our God within us.
我多少时候我们里头确实是愿意有心愿意来跟随你。
Father, so many times within our heart, we do have the heart to follow you.
我们心的愿意起来紧紧的跟随你。
Our hearts want to follow after you closely.
但是你知道我们里面的软弱。
But you do know our the inner weaknesses.
我们里面那说不出来的焦虑。
We have this anxiety inexplicable.
你是按照我们本相认识我们的。
But you have know our own frame.
就愿你在按照我们的本相带领我们前面往前走
Lead us on according to our true being
让我们的一面更多的认识自己
So on the one hand we will come to know more of ourselves
认识自己的软弱
Know our weaknesses
更多认识神的大能
But on the other hand know more of your mighty power
祷告奉主的名
We pray in the name of our Lord
Amen,
Amen.